Welcome to Blog Bytes, where we bring the best engineering blogs to life in bite-sized audio episodes. I'm Sunil, joined by my co-host Jeetan, and together we break down complex tech insights into engaging, easy-to-digest conversations. Whether you're commuting, coding, or just curious, we've got you covered. No fluff, just sharp, insightful discussions straight from the latest engineering blogs. Let's dive in and decode today's topic, one bite at a time.
Hey there, tech enthusiasts. Welcome back to Blog Bytes. I'm Jeetan, and with me as always is my friend and fellow tech nerd, Sunil.
What's up, everyone? Got another exciting piece of tech to dive into today.
We're looking at a post from the Netflix Tech blog about something called configurable Metaflow. This one's pretty special because it's authored by quite a team: David Berg, David Kassler, Romain Clédat, and several others from Netflix's model development and machine learning platform teams.
Yeah, and the timing's interesting too. They actually previewed this at QCon SF on November 2024, where they showed how Netflix is using Metaflow for thousands of ML and AI workflows.
This is basically Netflix pulling back the curtain on how they're making their ML platform more flexible and easier to configure. We'll get into all the juicy details.
And for anyone who wants to check out the full blog post, we'll have the link in our show notes. Let's dig in. So before we dive into the new features, let's break down what Metaflow actually is at Netflix. I mean, we're talking about a pretty crucial piece of their ML infrastructure here.
Absolutely. Think of it as the central nervous system for all of Netflix's ML and AI operations. What's really cool is how it handles all the heavy lifting that data scientists usually dread dealing with.
Right, like instead of every team having to figure out their own way to access data or set up compute resources, Metaflow just handles it.
And that's exactly what makes it so powerful. You've got all these different teams at Netflix, each working on their own specific problems, like figuring out what content to produce or which subtitles to prioritize for different shows.
But here's what I find fascinating. The platform team didn't just build some rigid system and force everyone to adapt to it. They actually designed Metaflow to be super flexible from day one.
Exactly. It's like this perfect balance. Teams get all the infrastructure benefits, easy data access, compute resources, workflow management, but they still have the freedom to work the way they want.
And it's clearly working. I mean, Netflix teams have run millions of experiments through Metaflow over the past few years. That's pretty impressive when you think about it.
And they're doing it without getting bogged down in all the low-level technical details. That's really what it's all about: letting teams focus on their actual work instead of infrastructure headaches. But even with all these capabilities, Netflix teams were running into an interesting challenge. They kept finding themselves needing to deploy sets of related flows, often as part of larger pipelines.
Yeah, and from what I understand, they wanted to experiment with different variants of these flows, you know, testing new data sources, tweaking parameters, trying different algorithms.
Exactly. But they wanted to do all this while keeping the basic structure of their flows intact. It's like wanting to try different recipes, but using the same cooking process, if that makes sense.
And before this update, what were teams doing to handle this?
They were basically cobbling together their own solutions. Some were using JSON parameters, others were using something called include file, and some teams even built their own custom solutions.
Which I'm guessing wasn't ideal.
Not at all. None of these solutions made it easy to configure every aspect of the flow, especially when it came to decorators. Teams were constantly asking questions like, how do I adjust CPU requirements without hard coding values? Or how can I change scheduling programmatically?
That must have been particularly frustrating for teams running different configurations in production versus staging environments.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just Netflix teams facing these issues. The Metaflow community Slack was full of users asking similar questions.
So basically, they needed a more standardized, flexible way to handle all these configuration needs.
Right. They needed something that would work seamlessly with Metaflow's existing features while giving teams the flexibility to customize their flows without touching the core code. So this is where the new config object comes in, and I have to say it's a really elegant solution to all these problems.
Talk me through how it works. What makes it different from the parameters and artifacts we already know about?
Okay, so think about it this way. You've got three different ways to store information in Metaflow now, and they each kick in at different times. Artifacts get stored at the end of each task, parameters lock in when a run starts, but configs, they're set when you deploy the flow.
That timing difference seems pretty crucial.
It's huge, because you can use configs in places parameters just couldn't reach before, like in decorators. You can finally configure things like resource requirements or scheduling without touching the code.
Oh, that's really neat. And I saw they're using TOML files for this. That seems pretty user-friendly.
TOML stands for Tom's Obvious Minimal Language. It is a simple and human-friendly file format used for configuration settings in applications and programming projects. TOML makes it super readable. You can specify everything from your scheduling to your model parameters in one clean config file. But here's what's really cool. You're not locked into TOML. You can actually use any parser you want.
And I noticed they've made it really Python friendly too, right? With that dot notation syntax?
Exactly. Instead of dealing with nested dictionary syntax, you can just use simple dots to access values. Plus, it all gets versioned and stored automatically as artifacts. So you've got this perfect record of exactly how each run was configured.
So if I'm running experiments, I can always go back and see exactly what configuration led to what results.
Precisely. It's all there in the Metaflow namespace. Your data, models, code, parameters, and now your configs, all bundled together. It makes reproducing experiments so much easier.
And I guess this is especially powerful when you're trying to manage different environments, like staging versus production.
Oh, absolutely. You can have different configs for different environments, or even generate configurations on the fly based on things like your current Git branch. It's incredibly flexible. Let me tell you about something really cool that Netflix built on top of this. Their internal tool called MetaBoost. It's a perfect example of how powerful these configs can be in practice.
Oh yeah? What makes it special?
So MetaBoost basically acts as this unified interface for managing ML projects across three different Netflix platforms. Their ETL workflows, ML pipelines, and data warehouse tables. All through one configuration system.
That sounds like it could get pretty complex to manage. How do they handle that?
They've got this clever concept called bindings, where you can bind a Metaflow pipeline to different labels and create specific configurations for each one. Think of it like running multiple experiments with different settings, but all managed through one central system.
So if I'm working on a content metrics model at Netflix, I could spin up variants really quickly?
Exactly. Say you've got a model that uses hundreds of columns from the data warehouse. When a new content metric comes along, you just swap the target column in the config. No code changes needed.
And I'm guessing it makes it easier to experiment with different parameters too?
Totally. You can create different configurations for testing different feature sets, hyperparameters, whatever you need. And the integration with Metaflow's new config feature is super clean. It's literally just adding one mixin class to your flow spec.
One mixin class? That's it?
That's all it takes. Then you can reference any configuration value using that dot syntax we talked about earlier. The whole system just works together really smoothly.
It's amazing how something that seems relatively simple on the surface, this config feature, can enable such powerful tooling when it's well designed.
That's exactly it. It's that combination of simplicity and flexibility that makes it so useful in practice. You know, as we wrap up today's discussion, I can't help but be impressed by how much impact this seemingly simple config feature can have on ML workflows.
Absolutely. Let's break it down for our listeners. The key benefit here is that you can now configure every aspect of your Metaflow runs without touching the code, right?
That's right. Whether it's resources, schedules, or model parameters, it's all manageable through configuration files. And getting started is super simple. Just update to the latest version of Metaflow with a quick pip install, new Metaflow.
And for anyone who wants to dive deeper, there's comprehensive documentation with plenty of examples available.
Plus, what I really love is that the Metaflow community is super active. If you have questions or need help, you can always reach out on their community Slack.
Great episode today. Thanks everyone for tuning in to Blog Bytes. Don't forget to check out the original blog post. We'll have the link in our show notes.
And big thanks to the Netflix team for sharing their insights. See you all next time.
That's a wrap for this episode of Blog Bytes. If you enjoyed today's breakdown, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. It helps us keep bringing you the best engineering insights in audio form. Got a blog you'd love to hear on the show? Let us know. Until next time, keep building, keep learning, and stay curious. This is Sunil signing off with my co-host Jeetan. See you in the next bite.